We have in our church group a woman who was into politics. And I have often seen bitterness rise up in her toward the opposite party. Now, this is sin. We cease from sin when we cause our own flesh to come under the Holy Scriptures. I sent a scripture one time to a woman who was in a Baptist church, and she was the most political person I have ever seen. I sent an exhortation to her on the subject of fighting the other side in the political arena. The exhortation was actually from the Apostle Paul, and it is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Paul says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. There are so many people today who put their trust in governments and political parties. All of these things will be destroyed in the end time. You will be deceived terribly if you put your trust in man and a political party. So Paul says, pray for whomever is in charge. Are you able to do that? If you are heavily steeped in a political party and the other party is ruling, are you able to pray with a pure heart for the President of the United States if he's the other political party? Once you can do this scripture, you'll break up that political hatred that you have learned. Your hope is not in a President of the United States. Our hope is in God. Whichever one is elected is the one we pray for, and it will be very difficult for you to pray for that person if you are the other party. Instead, you want to hate him and find everything you possibly can find that looks like he's done it wrong. And you will not be in peace. You will be constantly complaining. You will be set on fire, the fire of hell. So to move into peace, do what Paul says. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Think about your life. Think about the people that you really hate who are politicians on the other party. See, you're not living a godly life. But you can let the Spirit rule over the flesh by following a scripture and putting the flesh to death. This is how we crucify our flesh, is by letting the scripture rule over the flesh. I suppose I would like to first ask you to pray this prayer David prayed in Psalm 51:10. Create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. God can do that for us. And you need a right spirit to be able to pray for the other person. So first you have to get your heart right to be able to pray. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him deliberately avoid evil, eschew evil, and do good, and let him seek peace and pursue it. You have to get the flesh crucified to be able to do Scripture. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. What does that mean? I'm crucified with the Word. There's a Word of Scripture which will keep my flesh under control of God if I meditate upon it and do it. Then I will get free from this hatred that I have learned. 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. How do you do that? Set aside God in your heart by keeping scriptures that you need to have to correct your way of life. You will sanctify God by keeping those scriptures before you day and night. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 2. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh ceased from sin. You'll cease from that hatred when you cleanse your heart by turning to God and asking him to create in you a clean heart and a clean spirit. You will also cleanse yourself from past sins when you pray for your enemies with a clean heart. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.